Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Michelle Kovacek.
This is her.
Hello, Michelle. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. What is the year of your birth? Just the year, not the exact birth date, just the year you were born?
92.
92. Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote? Like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you. What is your race? White, black, African American, American Indian,
white.
Alaskan Native, white. Thank you. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future. Do you feel positive? Thank you. The future of the planet.
So.
It's either positive or negative. I'm sorry.
Negative.
Negative. Okay, thank you. The future of the country.
Negative.
Thank you very much. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change or issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power. Yeah. If you allow me to finish, another second. Okay, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10.
2.
2. Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Abortion access, health care, national security, education, student loans?
National security.
Okay. Crime, mental health, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, gun violence, climate change, immigration? Any of those?
Yeah, most of those.
Most of them? Okay, just one at the most. One more.
Okay. Let me see.
Crime, mental health, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, gun violence, climate change, immigration.
Economy and cost of living.
Thank you so much. Next question. Next question, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Advancing in your career, your education, work-life balance, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, any of those?
Caring for children.
Okay, caring for children. Thank you. Next, hobbies and free time activities, relationship, romantic partnership or friendship, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, any of those?
What were the first couple again?
Hobbies and free time activities, relationship like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members. Okay, relationship. Improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community. Any of those?
Positive change in the community.
Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to you, to your identity? You may choose up to three: your personality, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, being young, your sexual orientation. Any of those?
Personality.
Personality. Thank you so much. Your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial and ethnic group, being a woman, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, a caregiver, wife, friend, your hobbies or interests, or being American?
Being a mother.
Thank you very much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: dread, disappointment, sadness, pride, anger, frustration, exhaustion, hope, happiness.
Frustration.
Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Number one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second statement, government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Third, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of those are closest to your opinion?
Two or three, I guess. Be hopeful. We'll do two.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following: division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, system racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Any of those?
The first one.
Division and gridlock between political parties. Okay. Too many old white men in power. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Any of those?
Yeah. What was the beginning again?
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Too many old white men in power. Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Number one and two.
Okay.
The first two.
Okay. Thank you. Next. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Joe Biden.
A little.
A little. Thank you. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly. Valid initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
What am I answering again?
How much do you think? Decisions made by the following affect your personal life.
Oh, affect my personal life. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first one was Joe Biden.
Oh, yes. A lot.
A lot. Okay. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
The public vote. So, like, more voting?
Yes. Does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
A little. Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, coalitions, does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little,
nope.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Congress?
Yes. A little.
A little. Thank you so much. Your state government?
A little.
Thank you. The Supreme Court?
A little.
Your city government?
A little.
Thank you. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc., etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Does that motivate you or unmotivate you?
Unmotivate.
Somewhat or a lot?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overruling Roe versus Wade. Does that motivate you or unmotivate you?
Motivate.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Does that motivate you or unmotivate you?
Unmotivate.
Somewhat or a lot?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Does that motivate you or unmotivate you?
Motivate.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm not angry about it. I don't know what one that's supposed to be. Motivate, unmotivate.
Yeah, well, the fact that now colleges, universities can no longer take race into consideration when someone tries to apply to go into the university or college.
Yeah, they shouldn't take race into that, I guess. Yeah.
So that statement motivates you a lot or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next question. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Do you think that's very effective? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.